Persistent Purpose from An Iron Will by Orris and Swett Marden. We hear a great deal of talk about genius, talent, luck, chance, cleverness, and fine manners playing a large part in one's success. Leaving out luck and chance, all these elements are important factors. Yet the possession of any or all of them, unaccompanied by a definite aim, a determined purpose, will not ensure success. Men drift into business. They drift into society. They drift into politics. They drift into what they fondly but vainly imagine is religion. If winds and tides are favorable, all is well. If not, all is wrong. Stalker says most men merely drift through life, and the work they do is determined by 100 different circumstances. They might as well be doing anything else, or if they would prefer to be doing nothing at all. Yet whatever else may have been lacking in the giants of the race, the men who have been conspicuously successful have all had one characteristic in common: doggedness and persistent of purposes. It does not matter how clever a youth may be, whether he leads his class in college or outshines all the other boys in his community. He will never succeed if he lacks the essential and determined persistence. Many men who might have made brilliant musicians, artists, teachers, lawyers, able physicians, and surgeons, in spite of predictions to the contrary, have fallen short of success because deficient in this quality. Persistency of purpose is power. It creates confidence in others. Everybody believes in the determined man. When he undertakes anything, his battle is half won, because not only he himself, but everyone who knows him believes that he will accomplish whatever he sets out to do. People know that it is useless to oppose a man who uses his stumbling blocks as stepping stones, who is not afraid of defeat, who never, in spite of calumny and criticism, shrinks from his task. He who never shirks responsibility, who always keeps his compass pointed to the North Star of his purpose, no matter what storms may rage about him. The persistent man never stops to consider whether he is succeeding or not. The only question with him is how to push ahead to get a little further along, a little nearer his goal. Whether it lead over mountains, rivers, or morasses, he must reach it. Every other consideration is sacrificed to this one dominant purpose. The success of a dull or average youth and the failure of a brilliant one is a constant surprise in American history. But if the different cases are closely analyzed, we shall find that the explanation lies in the staying power of the seemingly dull boy, the ability to stand firm as a rock under all circumstances, to allow nothing to divert him from his purpose.